Blog Talk Radio.
Now I look down on these bitches. Yeah. I feel like I'm on stilts on these hoes. Fuck your baby daddy right now. And the maid got cake by the pound.
Morning drip, testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 1, 2. Hope y'all in here this morning. Peace and love. Let's get into some conversation this morning. How to live within contracts. You're on the Morning Drip, Blog Talk Radio, Suleiman Bay. I thank y'all for tapping in from all around the globe. And on this station here, we represent the Prophet Noble Drew Ali. We believe that our Savior has came. We believe that Yahushua came to the lost found Negroes and blacks and colors, and the people over here have been lost in this hemisphere. So anything you hear me rapping about, that's what it's coming out of. Coming out of the teachings of El Haj Sharif, Sheikh Sharif Abdul Ali. So that's what we're dealing with here today. I hope all is well with y'all. I hope y'all all right. Let me get over here. Let me switch my tone so I can get into these teachings for y'all this morning. All is well for y'all. Let's go into these contract studies. Don't forget to follow us. Don't forget to follow us at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com and also AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. If you want to donate, we have a 501c donate board that helps out domestically, helps out in neighborhoods and stuff. It's called Helping Earth Acquire Life to Humanity. We have a in Texas, and they do get out there and pass out donations and supplies and stuff that they get all the time in those areas. So that email is that website is health.info. That's the word health, like healthcare, and you have to use the little slashes between the words. It will go through, so it'll be h-e-a-l-t-h.info. Again, that's health.info. That is a donation site. It's 100% tax deductible. Whatever you donate, it is tax return time, so you will get that back in on your taxes. And we appreciate that. It takes finance to uplift the nation, so that's what we own here. Don't forget, once again, LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com, AlmoreConsultationLLC.com, and that's AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. Those are the websites that you can go to, and you can leave your contact information, and we will get back to you. And don't forget the donation center. It's at health.info. That's h-e-a-l-t-h.info. And your donation, we thank you ahead of time for your donation. Okay. So we're going to get into these contracts. So we can understand. We're going to read the demonstration today, and we're going to read the full demonstration. Excuse me for a second. Now, I know a lot of y'all might follow me on TikTok or whatever, and some mornings I fire up TikTok in conjunction with this. This morning, I'm just going to go into, and I'm doing my radio show, and then my TikTok father could just come into the archives and listen and get them a study. But we really put to go into the studies here today. So, you know, you always bring your Black's Law Dictionary. You always bring your John Bouvier's, any kind of legal dictionary, any kind of legal things you have, so we get an understanding of what's going on and how to contract with people and what does that mean. So we're going to be reading how to live within contracts, understanding their essence and nature. the misrepresentation of UCCs by Taj Tariq Bey of the Moore's Order of the Round Table. Now, a lot of brothers and sisters are really after the UCCs and trying to figure out how to use them. And this is something I'm trying to get you understanding of what contracting is and what those are and not. So let's roll the deck. And you can, by the way, you can download this. You can download this same, this what we're reading this morning. You can download it at rvbaypublications.com. And you go to open readings. Let me go back over here. You go to open reading downloads. You go to RV, that's R, like Road Victor Bay, publications.com. And then you go down to open readings downloads. And when you get to open reading down, number 8 on it says articles of interest, you click on how to live within contracts, and boom. And you can have that for yourself, and you can study along with us so we can get an understanding of what's going on here. Okay, how to live within contracts by Taj Tariq Bey, Northwest of Mexico. And you blow the screen up here, so I don't have to be straining my eyes. In our everyday life of theirs. In our everyday life affairs and by way of most social interactions, we are consciously being subjected by obligations originated from contracts. We are constantly making, constructing, and motivated by contracts. Natural people are being bound by contracts, are held obligatorily liable or responsible to perform or produce by way of some form from time to time. And so we recognize that contracts may be social, personal, or national, etc., in meaning operative nature, and the obligatory enforcement of the contract, real or assumed, may affect any one of us in one way or another. The effects of a specific contract may be positive or negative in character, and the outcomes and effects of the interrelational obligations established due to these contracts may be beneficial or injurious, positive or negative. Therefore, we should all have a conscious knowledge and awareness of fundamental contract law and know of the characteristics and conditions necessarily needed for determining their validity or invalidity. And so we extend these questions to the pertinent issues placed before you. What is a contract? What makes a contract valid, binding, and lawful? What makes a contract invalid, void, and unlawful? And y'all listening in, the guest call-in number is 515-602-9743. Again, the guest call-in number is 515-602-9743. And we'll be taking those calls at the end of the show. So it's an hour show, starts at 7:30. So around 8:15, 8:20, we'll start going to the lines with that. So again, the guest call-in is 515-602-9743. Okay, so what is a contract? What makes a contract valid, binding, meaning binding and lawful, and what makes a contract invalid, meaning void and unlawful? To the nature and the required essence of contracts have not been properly taken into thoughtful consideration by many natural people. Furthermore, the lawful conditions that must exist for a contract to be deemed valid and the proper, legitimate construction of the same have not been taught to the people by those corporate state agents or agencies, governments, schools, etc. Many people, majority, have colorably abused the natural people and have economically benefited from enforcing invalid and void contracts at the peril of the misinformed. These opportunists prey upon contractual ignorance, groomed among the masses, an ignorance which they have perpetuated an ignorance which they have perpetrated for reasons of effecting constructive fraud, theft, arbitrary, racketeering, legal abuses, personal gain, and for other deviant forms of deception, malfeasance, misrepresentation, and misprision. Some persons selling uniform commercial code instruments, UCCs, or presenting other jurisdictional arguments and made on behalf of the corporate states. There are those who have implied that the natural people are deeply indebted to the corporate states because they have contracts that bind them to perpetual debt or servitude, etc. Some of those allegedly binding contracts are marriage certificates, birth certificates, social security cards, and driver's license, etc. I recognize that the ministerial judges, magistrates, prosecutors, policemen, and the like have colorably assumed jurisdiction over the natural people by way of such instruments. And let me stop right there for a second. And let me back real quick. And let's find out what color. Let's find out what color is. Since we want to be colored. Okay, let's find out. Let me get the other decks. See, we have to get to understand what's going on, because you say, oh, y'all colored folks. They always call you colored. Why are they calling you colored? Well, let's look what Black Law have to say, because this is the law dictionary they use. We caught up on Webster's. They don't use Webster's. All right? That's what they said to you. They don't use. So let's find out what color means. They don't mind, but believe they know what color means. Let's find out what it means. Color. Appearance. This is from Black Law, 7th edition, abridged, by Brian A. Garner. This is a good dictionary to have at your guys' house. It's always better to have the older Black Law dictionaries, 4th edition and better, because they be changing wordings and stuff like that. But this one is very good for it. It has a constitution in it, and it's fought back. You can send it in to people that's in institutions and stuff, and it's already equipped with the constitution. So anyway, we go color. Now, one, appearance, guise, or semblance. Especially the appearance of a legal claim to a right, authority, or office, color of title, under color of state law. Two, common law pleading, an apparent but legally insufficient ground of action admitted in a defendant's pleading to exist for the plaintiff, especially and usually false right or title to property, the existence of which is pleaded by the defendant as a confession and avoidance to remove the case from the jury by turning the issue from one of fact to one of law. Yes, color and law. So then it goes on and it says, colorable. One, of a claim or action appearing to be true, valid, or right. The pleading did not state a colorable claim. Two, intended to deceive, counterfeit. The court found the conveyance of exempt property to be colorable transfer, and so set it aside. Y'all better listen. Authority, the appearance or presumption of authority sanctioning a public officer's actions. The authority derives from the officer's apparent title to the office or from a writ or other apparently valid process the officer bears. Color of law, the appearance or semblance without the substance of a legal right. The term usually implies a misuse of power made possible because the wrongdoer is clothed with the authority of the state. State action is synonymous with color of law in the context of federal civil rights statutes or criminal law. Boom, I needed that. Right? I needed that for a case I'm dealing with, just that piece to go with something. See what I'm saying? Case I'm putting on for somebody. Color of office. The authority of power that is inherent in an office, especially a public office. Acts taken under the color of an office are vested with or appear to be vested with the authority entrusted to that office, but it's a semblance and appearance. Y'all getting the drift? Color of title. A written instrument or other evidence that appears to give title, but does not do so. Y'all getting what color means now? Okay, so we can continue now. I can put it down for a minute. You're going back to 10. You understand? It's not good to be colored, black, stained, tarnished. It's not good that people call you colored and black. Okay, understand that. Okay, so here we go again. Let me get back in here. I recognize that the ministerial judges, magistrates, prosecutors, policemen, and the like have colorably assumed jurisdiction over the natural people by way of such instruments. However, I respectfully submit to this caveat. If they imply the debt lawfully exists, then the said contracts must be lawful in their construction and in their original presentment. Again, I'm going to read that again. If the implied debt lawfully exists, then the said contracts must be lawful in their construction and in their original presentment. They too must be produced as a debt and be measured by the laws that govern contracts. So if somebody putting a claim on you, it has to be a contract in place that you agreed to. Okay? And then at the end, so we're going to deal with how is a contract, that contract that you agreed to, what makes it valid or invalid? Because sometimes you might agree to a contract that you didn't know it had adhesions and undercurrents to it. And just because you signed to it, you think you're bound to it, but really it's void because of how it was constructed. and presented. That's why they just said that. If they implied their lawfully